علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. The topic that we have been discussing is the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance. Basically, we are trying to look at the different tenets and principles that make up an Islamic system of governance and make up the Islamic Ummah. So how an Islamic Ummah is supposed to be, how it achieves its perfection, how it grows, how, if it does certain mistakes, how it can fall and how it can digress and get into a state of destruction. All of these things are discussed, inshallah, in this topic. Amongst the discussions that we had right now in the few sessions that we have been having is based on the sermon number 147 in Nahjul Balagha. And the discussion that we were having just recently was the accessibility of the Holy Quran. How much is the Quran accessible? And we discussed that it is a complete agreement amongst all the scholars of Islam that the Quran is accessible towards the people. People can make use of the Quran, they can understand the Quran and the meanings of the Quran. But there are certain conditions that I discussed previously, that a person cannot just pick up the Quran, you know, pick up some verses out of context or, you know, cut and paste verses and just link them together based on their own whims. That is not acceptable for any book, for that matter, not only the Holy Quran, but the Holy Quran specifically, because of the fact that it is a book of guidance for the whole of mankind and for the hereafter. So basically, here the discussion that we are having is, what are those conditions to be able to make use of the Quran, and how we can use it to guide our lives.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
First condition that I mentioned was that to not isolate a verse of the Quran from the other verses of the Holy Quran. If you isolate one verse and just base that verse and base your guidance and teachings on that verse of the Quran, that would be unfair, because there are other verses that probably have explained that verse of the Quran. You see? So that means it is possible that there are other verses that have explained that verse, and as such you need to be able to read the Quran and understand it well, the other verses of the Quran also, to be able to explain this verse. Another discussion that is here is that people, that the Quran itself says that it becomes a source of misguidance at times. يُظِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is the one who misguides people through it. I mean, through it people have become misguided, and through it people become guided. وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. Okay? وَمَا يُظِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. Of course, those who are fasiq, those who are evildoers, who are transgressors, are the ones that become misguided with the Qur'an. So, not everyone can take just the Qur'an, open it up and just, you know, take guidance from it. They need to be able to be pious. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an in Surah Al-Baqarah, هُدًا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And as I mentioned previously also, there are various verses that refer to this issue. Or for example, in Surah Al-Yunus, verse number 57, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That this Quran has come to you. Yeah? قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ, a very sincere advice from your Lord. And also it's a cure for those things that are in the hearts and in the chests. وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is a guide and a mercy for the believers, for those who have belief in their hearts. Okay? So first condition is to be pious. Second here also to be a believer. And of course the foremost one that I mentioned previously is also there. So these conditions have to be there. So a person who just picks up the Quran without true belief in his heart, without having that feeling of submission towards God, and who is in a state of transgression and not having that state of piety, cannot make use of the Quran, cannot get towards the meanings of the Quran that is going to help him and guide him in his life. Now, we've been discussing about the conditions of being able to make use of the Quran and how the Quran is accessible towards the people. And we say that the Quran is accessible for all, but these people need to have some conditions. One of them is piety, the other one is belief, and of course the one that I mentioned previously also, that they are supposed to look at all the verses of the Quran and not pick and paste, and for example, isolate verses based on their own whims. That could become a source of misguidance.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Another important verse of the Quran that I would like you to pay attention to is this one, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, Surah Al-Ankabut, verse number 43, He says, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. That these are examples that we have brought forth for mankind, but none will be able to understand them except those people of knowledge. إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. That means the Quran has got certain examples. Those examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought forth will not be able to be understood unless people have knowledge. وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. There are certain people who have in-depth knowledge. They are the ones who will be able to take inspiration from those verses. So notice, yes, the Quran is accessible, but it has some conditions. So no one can just pick certain verses of the Quran from here and there, and by picking those verses, you know, drive you towards a certain direction. If you have those conditions with you to be able to take inspiration from those verses of the Quran and take guidance from the Quran, yes, well and good, go forward, go with it. It doesn't mean that you have to be a scholar for that. No, you don't have to be a scholar, but you have to be aware of the book. You have to have the minimum conditions of piety, and you have to have the minimum conditions of knowledge to be able to make use of these verses and understand them properly. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the opportunity to understand the Quran and to access it in a way that can benefit us in our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه